This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you're already hosting guests on Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet.
It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include the welcome book, turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, and other great bonuses you don't want to miss.
Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can grab your seat for just $67. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get all the deets. Now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hey, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Let's start off with our SDR Share Sunday. We appreciate when you use our hashtag SDR Share Sunday, because we can share you and your short-term rental on not only Instagram, which is where you use a hashtag, but also here on the podcast. So who are we sharing this week, Annette?
We are sharing at the Tahoe House.
Tahoe. I love Tahoe.
And I'm going to say this was a first for us. They actually made a reel and used our hashtag. So super pumped about that.
I still don't understand reels.
It's okay. You don't have to understand them. But their reel is awesome. So go look at it. But they are brand new to Airbnb. But what I want to talk about that Sarah and I were looking, they've been using our hashtag, which is awesome. But they've been creating excitement and taking us along on their journey of, you know, they bought the space and they've been rehabbing it for quite some time. And it's been awesome because they're taking us along. And not only can people start to look at it, but then guests that stay there will kind of have a history of the renovations that they did. And the best thing that we noticed is they're already collecting emails, you know, right out of the gate before they even listed to try to let people know, hey, you can have first dibs when we open. And then if there's any cancellations or last minute openings, they would let us know. But they've done an excellent job with their reels. Check them out, because they also had an amenity reel.
What's a reel, Annette? I need you to go ahead and explain that to the
Reels are essentially Instagram's version of TikTok.
There we go.
So,
and I think what Annette was saying too about taking us on their journey, I like to call that FOMO. They're creating the fear of missing out. So like they're not open yet, you guys, and they're already implementing Instagram and the email list and all those marketing things. You do not have to wait to open. You don't have to wait until if you're building a place from the ground up, you don't have to have your foundation laid yet to like share the renderings or the floor plans or like just the business concept. So I want you to rethink all of that so that you're ahead of the curve, ahead of the game when you do open your doors.
And last but not least, about the Tahoe House, they have got branding on point. They have a logo. They have pillows. They have coasters.
Nice.
They have signage. They are ready.
They're building a brand.
They are building a brand.
I love it. Good job, you guys. Listeners, give them some love on Insta.
Yes. They even have custom robes with their logo.
Stop.
Because they have a hot tub.
Stop.
And it's Tahoe. So they want to make sure you're not, you know, if it's the winter months, you're not freezing cold getting in and out of the hot tub.
Stars.
So again, genius. All right. Let's get on to the show, Sarah.
Okay. So we if you're on our email list, which you should be for several reasons. One of them being, I know a lot of, I was for one person, when I listen to a podcast, I'm either driving or I'm multitasking, you know? And so if that sounds like you, if you join our email list, we do email out our episode, link to our episode and the show notes to your inbox so that you never miss an episode. And if you want those links that we talk about in the show, they are there for you to then access later on. So if you want to get in touch with one of our guests or one of their freebies or what have you. So anyway,
or us.
Yeah. I mean, we are on the other end of that email. Yeah. So,
and that's what we're going to talk about today.
So we emailed everyone and we asked you guys.
We need your help. Yes. Is what we asked. Yes. And we are asking for show recommendations. Mm-hmm. And
what do you guys want to hear that you haven't heard yet?
And today we are going to answer one of those questions. And we want to thank Lauren from the Hillside House. This is her question. Well, one of her questions. She left us several. And by the way, we're going to keep answering. There were several people that wrote in and we're going to keep kind of going, we're going to work through those. But we want to start here with Lauren's question from the Hillside House. And it's a great question. It is, what is the best way to leave constructive criticism for our turnover / cleaning crews? She sometimes struggles with coming across as not wanting to seem OCD, but also, you know, they pay a good amount of money for this cleaning service. And it's not really about her, she says, of course, and we understand this, that it's about her guest and making sure they are happy and satisfied and arriving to a clean space that exceeds their expectation. So let's dig in there. And we have a lot of feelings about this.
So many feelings.
Episode. So Sarah is like boiling over. But again, we just want to point out some of the stuff that she's saying in this question even, where she's so correct that it is not about you as the host or the owner of the property. It truly is about the guest and giving them the best experience.
But here's what I will say to that. Like, I've gone on sabrants sometimes with my cleaning team on certain occasions, and I'll go into that rant a little bit. And here's what I'll tell you, though. As I'm saying it to them, I know in my head, they do not care as much as I do about, you know what I mean? About the, no one's going to care about your business as much as you do. So I just need you to know that is true. You will have experiences with people who are amazing service providers, amazing vendors. I'm not saying it's not possible. But I will tell you that is one thing I've learned from being a business owner this past decade is no one will love your business or care for your business as much as you do. So knowing that, Annette, how can we give constructive criticism to those service providers, the backbone of our business, arguably, the turnover team?
Number one, I think having experience in doing exactly what you're asking them to do. So I encourage everyone, if you haven't done a turnover or a cleaning of your own property, to do that. Even if it's after you stay, it doesn't even have to be, you know, after a guest, but I prefer if it was after a guest. But because I think if you've actually walked in the turnover crew or cleaning crew shoes, you'll have a much better understanding of how to communicate. You'll probably have some empathy, some sympathy, all like layers of understanding. And number one, you can also tell them that you've been there, done that. So I think take it as a leadership perspective there of knowing exactly, because you might find out you're misguided on what you were going to say. So I think if you have the experience, it can make sure that you're correct in what you're asking them to do. So I think that's kind of the first place to start, is make sure that what you're asking, you have performed yourself. It can actually be done to the standard that you're requesting and can be repeated, and make sure they have all the tools needed to complete, you know, the task. And I think if you've done that and had that experience, that'll be helpful in communicating that.
I don't want to go on this too much because just a few episodes ago, it was recorded on October 1st, 2020, episode number 82. We talk about the role of the inspector, but we talk about in that episode, it might, depending on the price point, depending on where you're at, depending on the property, it might be quite a lot to ask your cleaning team to not only clean and restage, which that should always be a part of their responsibilities, but then to have it absolutely dialed in, be guest ready. So you might want to develop the role of the inspector. And I believe the listener who wrote in mentioned that she does have an inspector. So we're going to build on this because it sounds like she's still having some difficulty. But if you don't have an inspector, it could be you. It could be someone that you build into the role as you grow. But it's someone with fresh eyes. They're mm-hmm. not in the property for, you know, depending on how big your property is or how many small properties you have that might have a turnover on Friday. Like today is a Friday we're recording. My team had 11 turnovers today. That is a lot, you know, and you have a deadline for most of them. It being a Friday, there's a lot of check-ins as well. So you got from whatever it is, 10 to 3, 11 to 4, whatever, to get them done and then to be quality. So there's got to be a system in place so that the inspector knows when the cleaning team is done so they can start their inspections, you know, in some sort of systematic way and have their own checklist, right, of all those final details. Now, if the inspector keeps finding the same details being missed over and over again, that's when you can address it to the cleaning team. But if it's like the little, you know what I mean? Like today, there's a few little things that we found along the route, and it's just the places were clean. They were immaculate. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and just, you know, adjust the sponge or whatever it is, right? Put the remote where it's supposed to go, all those sorts of little things on our own. And just mm-hmm. that's the role of the inspector. Right. So that's number two.
One of the things I think we do need to keep in mind, listeners will be sensitive to this, is we do understand that some of your locations could be remote and not as highly, you know, populated with service providers. So we don't want to leave that out of the conversation. We also think it's really important to understand your market and what the competition is like, how easy it is to, if you needed to hire someone new. So I think that needs to be taken into account when you are giving that constructive criticism, you know, thinking about what would be next if for some reason you had to let that team go or that person go, what's your backup plan there? So I think always thinking about that when you're coming up with that plan, because also when you're doing constructive criticism, you know, I used to have to do this with my team members, my employees, is like, I would have to, like, let's say they were tardy all the time. I would have to, you know, have them actually sign off and like understand like this is, you know, you can't do this. This is a problem for the whole entire team. So there has to be in that communication too of like, well, what happens if it doesn't get corrected? And right. that's a very, because they're business owners. And so it's a touchy thing of, will they quit? Do you let them go? Where does that leave you? And so you can always find someone, not always find someone else, but I think being very aware of what's next.
I would venture to say, and it might be hard, but you can always mm-hmm. find someone else. And right. I like what you said too, Annette, of listeners, if you haven't started your short-term rental yet, or you're searching for a turnover team, or you have a team that you love, I still challenge you to find a B team. Mm-hmm. And use them every so often, vet them every so often, because you don't want to find your backup against the wall and have the vendor, the service provider, feel like they have this monopoly or they have this upper hand on your right. business because they know they have all of your properties or they have your property and you'd only work with them, because that's when you get in trouble. That's why...
We've actually talked to a lot of different hosts about this who have a turnover team or a cleaning team, and as their listings, as they grew in their listings, they gave all of that to the same turnover or cleaning team, to where it got to a point they're like, oh my gosh, you know, lack of a better term, like all their eggs are in one basket.
Yeah.
And you know, you have all of your turnovers or all of your cleanings with that one team, and that can be a scary place, because hey, just people get sick, things happen, life changes. And think about that too if your team is growing.
And if they are a company, or if they are, you know, yes, they're a company if they're independent contractors, but if they're a larger company with employees and all that, find out what their plan B is. If
right.
you have the same turnover person every time, which you should, they should be very familiar with their property. What happens when they're sick? What happens when they're in a car traffic jam, car wreck, whatever. Like
flat tire. Yeah.
What happens? What is their emergency protocol? If they don't have one, if you are hiring solopreneurs, solo cleaners, what is your, it is not their fault when they're sick or they get into jams or their kids get home, right? Like that's life. And so you've got to have for your business that backup plan.
And I will say in this particular question, Lauren mentioned that the company that she hired, they had different teams. And so they were noticing one team was kind of doing the, let's call it lackluster job. Mm-hmm. And so they have since been replaced, but that's something that could happen too. So if you hire a company and there's different people coming in, you might need to pinpoint what crew that is or what people are coming in that day to help if there's some, if you see some inconsistencies there.
I think the thesis too, Annette, to our whole podcast and our whole what we're doing here on the show is treating your hosting business like a business, even if you've got, I don't want to say even if, when you have one property, when it's the room down the hall from you, you got to treat it like a business. Okay, so what does a business do? I don't know. You know, I used to work in hotels. And so we used to have 30, 60, 90 day reviews. And then after that, you had other employee reviews. You can do the same thing with your service providers. And you can let them know when you're interviewing each other. They're not employees of yours, but you can let them know what your expectations are and that you do not run a set it and forget it business. And so I think Lauren is nervous, who wrote in about the question about appearing to be OCD.
Right.
I wear that, you guys, with a badge of honor. When I'm interviewing service providers, I tell them like, if you can't roll with the fact that all of my towels literally are facing the same way, I mean, the top of the towel is the same centimeter off as the neck, like that is the life I live. If you enjoy that life too, come hang out with me. Like I will pay you whatever it is, like 5-10% over, you know, market pay. Like I will take care of you, but you have to take care of me too. And I expect that. So I don't want you to feel bad about having high expectations. That's that it, while it's your, you probably find it rare in your community or in your industry or your marketplace. I wouldn't apologize for it. I would wear a badge of honor. I'd be very clear about it up front. I would have 30, 60, 90 reviews and then trust but verifying them every quarter. There was that, we have to get this one guy in the podcast. He runs a cleaning team and he does little things like,
oh yeah.
It's almost like he'll tell them, hey guys, in one of the properties, I hit $100 because he was either finding that they weren't looking in the drawers or this is just a way to keep them on their toes. Make it fun. Yeah. If they find the $100, it's theirs, right?
Yeah, like, smart.
And there were some other things that he did too, but how creative is that? So, and then of course, I have experience too where I've got a remote short-term rental. And so we don't call it like a what do they call it? Like a job pool. We have like a pond in which to choose from.
Okay.
You know, and I get that, but I'm not going to let that stop me from expecting the best.
Another tip I want to give is the way to pepper in constructive criticism is exactly that. Pepper it in with compliments. When you get an amazing, I don't know if listeners, if you share your reviews with your turnover team, text them those, print those out, leave them for them, let them know when they are doing an awesome job. That way, when you give criticism, it doesn't feel like you're only communicating with them when it's a critique or criticism. You need to balance those with praise on the awesome stuff. You know, like that's something I always talk to my team about is like, hey, whenever we talk about one thing, let's always like rise it up with also something great that's being done. And I think that just creates a healthier relationship. Mm-hmm. And so be mindful of that you are always letting them know when there is an amazing guest review. And because guess what happens? Hopefully your team is so awesome, you're going to get 10 awesome reviews. And then maybe it's one where you walk through the property and you have something to say, or a guest said something. Those aren't, they're positioned properly. And it's not just harping on, I see this, I see this, I see this.
I will say that took a really long time for me to get a hold of the other side of that. So if any of you listeners out there are like too nice, too forgiving, That was me for a while. Like, I would maybe say 10 compliments and sneak in the thing that I've been nervous about saying, right? And I would find that I was repeating myself over and over again. And so then I got more and more frustrated because I was like, well, now I don't like repeating myself because I don't want to be a nag, right? So at some point, listeners, you've got to follow through with the what's going to happen, right? With what you said would happen.
Right. And I do think like communication also is when there are criticisms or critiques, if there are specific things, if you could meet your turnover team at the property and make sure that like you're showing them exactly how it can be done. Cause I know like via text message, things can get, you know, confused. And guess what? If you're talking about vents or pillows or this, I mean, there's like how many rooms in a house? There's so many things that they could be thinking you're talking about something completely different. So I do encourage also when you have those to try to specifically go to the property and show the space or the specific thing that you're talking about or wanting to chat about. This wasn't Lauren's question, but somebody else asked this, and I think this is a good episode to bring this up. And Sarah is pointing this out that like we are responsible for all these things. We had a listener or someone on Instagram say, hey, what do you do when your turnover team doesn't show up when you're on vacation? And this is something, everybody, please listen to this. That is your responsibility. Yes. You have got to have a backup plan. So even if you have a turnover team cleaning crew, when you leave for vacation, you should always have a secondary person that is your oblique person that like, hey, I need, can you have my back while I'm gone? And it's not just your turnover team. So even when I had, you know, turnover team, like I would be like, mom, listen, I'm going to need your help. Like if I need, no, legit, yeah. Like honestly.
Wait, can she be my backup person?
And I would have like my mom, I would have a friend. I would actually have backup for my backup because it's like, hey, if it's late at night, I have my friend Ben. I'd be like, hey, Ben, if I get in like a super duper jam, can you cover me during this? And these are the dates. So like, that's the stuff is like, also, don't put your whole entire business in someone else's hands or your vacation like that. You do have to have a backup for your cleaning team. And you should always maybe have a secondary one, even if it's not a true like turnover team. I encourage you like have like if you have Molly Maids in your town, if you have like professional cleaning services, have them come over to even your personal property somewhere at some point in time so you have an account with them, you have a relationship, you have someone else that if you need them, you can call somebody in for backup with that.
I don't know if you listeners listen to the Bigger Pockets podcast, but I do. If you're interested in real estate in any way, shape, or form. Anyways, I was listening to it and at the end of their episodes, they ask the same questions. And the one question was, you know, why do you think some people give up, fail, or never get started? And this one guest said it so well. And she was like, ownership. At the end of the day, I love how you said that, Annette. You cannot put your job on the back of someone else who does not have part ownership of your business. So always have a backup for your backup. Always have a system in place. Have the 30, 60, 90 day. And then at 90 day, if you are still training your cleaning team, it is time to let them go. And you can, so maybe Lauren is looking for verbiage too. My favorite thing to say is we're not aligned.
Yep, we're not.
It's not like get out, you're fired. It's not you stink. It's not how dare you waste my time. It's none of that. It's we're simply not aligned. And quite frankly, at that 90-day point, if they're still not catching on, they probably don't want the job.
Yeah, they don't
want
to be there anyway.
It's almost a thing where like they don't want to quit because either A, they don't want to leave you hanging, B, they need the money, C, whatever. But it's even if they go kicking and screaming, I bet you a week later, once
they'll
they kind of get over it, they'll
be
relieved. So you have to take ownership of your business. So we can't blame, especially when if you're saying the remote's gotta go here, over and over and over again, you have to take ownership that either you're not being clear or you're not aligned with your cleaning team.
Yeah. I mean, I've never wanted to go back to any job I got fired from.
No.
It's been good for me.
Yeah. And there's other things you can look at too, listeners, right? So are you being clear? Could you have someone else explain it to them? I've often had like a lead cleaner go and talk to a new cleaner who's maybe handling like my properties on the other side of town. And sometimes cleaner to cleaner versus like owner to cleaner. Mm-hmm. It's got a better, so maybe the way you're saying it, or maybe it's just if they could hear it from someone else, it might make more sense. Maybe you're not paying them enough.
Yeah, I would, that's another thing too. I would look at the rates in your area and make sure, like, I don't know, be the highest paying.
Yeah.
You know, just like be that person.
They have to deliver.
Yeah.
The value has to be there.
For sure.
But be the highest paying short-term rental manager.
Yeah. When you're talking about alignment, is what you're requesting in alignment with what you're paying?
Absolutely.
I think that is
I want her to break out a ruler and make sure those towels are equally joking. But also not joking.
Like, right. No.
I can say with confidence that I've looked at other short-term rentals, or I've talked to my buddies and I know what they're paying an hour or per one bedroom, two bedroom, whatever. And I can go to my cleaning team and say, hey, please do the research yourself as well, but I'm willing to pay you 10% more if you will celebrate the details.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they get excited for that too, and those challenges. And then of course, like, not only being the highest paying short-term rental host, not only sharing those reviews with them, but what other fun things can you do to make their job
and make them
enjoyable,
feel part of the team.
Fresh, right? Mm-hmm. When you do the same job over and over, we all kind of get tired of that, right?
Yes. Another tip, give your cleaning or turnover team, they have got to have vacation. Like, yeah. I used to go rounds, like, co-host would be like, I'm cool, I don't need it. And I would just say, no, like, you are taking a week off. And then every time after, they're like, I needed that. I didn't realize I needed that. And so make sure that you are carving time out. Like, they need a break. They will come back refreshed. And honestly, for me, it was a great exercise to go in and actually do the work.
Well,
and I could see so many things just from a different perspective that, as a host, I needed to repair, fix, get new, you know, just stuff like that. Or I'm like, oh my gosh, how, like, going back to the tools that they use, I'm like, how, this vacuum cleaner is terrible. Or like this, you know, whatever supplies are there, it was a good exercise for me to see, we need to upgrade this stuff. Like, the squeegee is terrible.
Or if there's no way you can go and turn over, you know, if you've got a larger operation, I think that's a great time to say, you know what, like, team A, just letting you know, in the next month, I'm going to be giving you off from whatever it is, you know, June 1st, the 15th, and this team's going to be going in there and doing it. I want to give you, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost kind of like a little thing of, like, in a very friendly way, like, no one has monopoly. Like, this mm-hmm. has to be like a friendly, not competition, but just let them know that you've got other people who could help you and just to keep them wanting the work.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yes. We hope this was helpful. Lauren, we appreciate you writing your question in.
Listeners, do you have other things that we didn't mention about great ways to have healthy?
Let us know.
Email us, hi@thanksforvisiting.me, or DM us on Instagram. It's @thanksforvisiting_.
And let us know, A, if you have any other recommendations, we can share them about this specific topic. And then if there's any topics you want us to discuss, please write in. We are
actively
always
planning out 2021. We've got some great things on the horizon, but we do this for you guys. So
yeah,
let us know.
It helps us.
Yeah.
If you help us know what you want to learn more about, we'll make it happen.
Yeah. Okay. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette
myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.